President Trump is a unique president, to say the least. My brother, who is a historian, has frequently compared him to a prior president in the United States. Andrew Jackson said, you know, his presidency and the way he goes about things would mirror maybe some of the way Andrew Jackson did things many, many years ago. But Sam, here's the bottom line. No one has even talked, never even broached the subject of reversing the Johnson Amendment to the IRS tax code. And yet President Trump campaigned on it. And then on May the 4th, National Day of Prayer Day, he signed an executive action in the Oval Office doing precisely what he promised he would do. And he said, I want to do this because America's pastors ought to be able to speak freely what God's word has to say. He has made decisions with respect to transgenders in the military that we believe are completely in line with a biblical worldview. He has talked much about the sacredness of the life of the unborn. He has referred to, on a number of occasions, that the definition of marriage needs to be between a man and a woman. So all these things, Sam, are very biblical in their orientation and things with which we would agree. So is it possible that while President Trump in some ways could be considered by many the worst of presidents, yet at the same time, this may be the best of times for what is happening spiritually?
Well, I do believe that, Dave. And again, at the end of the day, what measures, generally speaking, what is the measure of a president, in this case, or it could be anybody in office, their legacy? Well, it's the policies, the decisions, the law, those things that have support, those things that mark that administration. And all of those things that you cited there, Dave, are things that are biblical. They're things that relate to God's definition of marriage, God's purpose for the pulpit, the unborn, the value of life. All of those things that you said, those are major, unequivocal, from God's perspective, moral law that have been trashed by former presidents, in particular the last one. So to come back and reverse those is exactly what a president should be and will be measured when they stand before God. I mean, ultimately, a person's responsibility in government, Dave, is to do those things that advance truth, biblical truth, and advance justice, praising those who do well biblically and standing opposed to those who do evil, unbiblical things. Well, these are those things, Dave, that are, in fact, correct. I think the question is, what happens here? And because on one hand, what the president's doing by turning back these policies, it's causing an anger to deepen what those who were in favor of them in the first place, those who are opposed to God's plan law, these people are getting angrier by the moment, furious, matter of fact. Now, my question is, my challenge is to the church and all who are listening, are we being as glad, as thankful to the Lord as in praying more for this president because of these things, which are in fact righteous policies? Are we as joyful and thankful that these changes are being made as the other side is being angered because of them? I think that's a real challenge I'd put before those who are listening. I mean, are you thanking the Lord for these things that are being done and being aware of it? Because if we sit back and do nothing in response, Dave, and the other side, the evil side, just becomes more hardened, I think I know how it's going to turn out. I think this is a real opportunity for people to stand up and say, we identify with the truth. Thank you, Mr. President.
Sam, I think you're reading my mail, and let me tell you why I think you are, because this is something I have been trying to stress in every church in which I'm privileged to minister. In fact, since really the election, and certainly since Inauguration Day, and we started seeing these policies that the president is attempting to implement that you have just discussed and that we have been talking about, repeal of the Johnson Amendment, transgenders in the military, the sacredness of the life of the unborn, all of these things that were being run roughshod over by the Obama administration now that are being brought back into the picture and a very biblical stance with respect to them is being initiated. I've been trying to tell churches, look, what you're watching on the news is not even half of the truth. Most of the time, it's none of the truth. What you're not getting and what you're not seeing is what's going on behind the scenes that this administration is trying to implement, and they're incredibly good things. And I've been encouraging people to do exactly, Sam, what you just said. We need to rejoice greatly over this. We need to go to our knees in prayer like never before for this president, that God would strengthen his hands. He would continue to follow not just sage human advice, but he would follow godly wisdom that he needs. And he has around him people that are pouring into his life and attempting to pour into his life that kind of wisdom via this spiritual advisory council, the vice president, who is a committed believer. All of these things, Sam, are things about which we need to be praising God, and we need to continue praying to the Lord that they will continue.